I'm Johnny Mack, bringer of your daily comedy news. Did you see, all of a sudden, there's another federal holiday. Juneteenth commemorates June 19th, 1865, the day the last group of enslaved people in America learned about the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation that had taken place 2.5 years earlier. Stephen Colbert tagged on, then it only took 156 more years until the idea finally reached Washington that maybe we should celebrate this. My understanding is that they're giving it the full holiday treatment, a day off, community gatherings, and one assumes 50% off all Tempur-Pedic California Kings. June 19th, known by many names, June 19th, also known as Macklemore's birthday, but haven't Black Americans suffered enough? The holiday became official rather quickly, getting passed through the Senate, then the House, then Joe Biden last week. Colbert and Jimmy Fallon pointed out that 14 Republicans voted against the bill. Jimmy Fallon noticed that the Republicans had something in common, saying, "That looks like the white paint sample section at Home Depot. What do you think, honey? Should we paint the bathroom Mike Rogers or Thomas Massey?" Stephen Colbert said, "Ah, yes, it's the SPF 700 Club." Colbert shares, there was also a big announcement from Texas governor and man breathing easier thanks to Allegra, Greg Abbott. Abbott says he's going to solicit donations from the public to fund the construction of the Texas border wall. Hear me out. It's about time. Somebody's got to keep those Texans out of the U.S. Do Florida next. That's great. Kimmel. That's right. Texas is building a wall and New Mexico is going to pay for it. Love it, Kimmel. Maybe the wall is to keep Ted Cruz from fleeing to Mexico the next time there's an emergency. Wonderful, Colbert. Okay, so one state can do its own foreign policy. It reminds me of that famous headline after Pearl Harbor. Delaware declares Delaware. Also great, Colbert. Abbott was clear on wanting money and wanting wall, but the other details were pretty fuzzy. As one reporter put it, he says Texans can donate their private land and money to the project, but he can't say what the project will look like, how many miles will be built, or where it will be built. So it's less of a border policy and more of an improv show. Jimmy Kimmel announced on his show that his name will be on a new college football bowl game to be played in Los Angeles. That's right. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl is scheduled to be played December 18th at SoFi Stadium. The bowl will feature a matchup between the Mountain West's number one team and the number five selection from the Pac-12. Kimmel said, it's like an early Christmas gift for all of us. The game will be televised on Kimmel's home network of ABC. Jimmy said, ever since I was 52, which was last year, I've dreamed of having a college football game named after me. And tonight, I'm thrilled to announce the dream is finally coming true. Kimmel emphasized this is not a joke. This is history in the making. Never before has a bowl game been named after a human being, and Papa John doesn't count. He's barely human. Awards Daily spoke to Seth Meyers. The question, what's going to be the next evolution of Late Night with Seth Meyers? Seth Meyers said, every evolution that's happened on our show has happened organically. You know, so much has changed in the last year that we could have never have planned for. Ultimately, we try to make informed choices and then stick with the stuff that works. The hope is that you're going to be constantly changing. I think the worst thing that can happen when you have a show like this is to do it the same way for years and years and years. And it's changed a lot the longer we've done it, and I hope it continues to do so. Then Awards Daily said, let's do some rapid fire to close out our interview. Seth Meyers said, great. All right, favorite guest so far? Rihanna. Favorite musical guest? Or does Rihanna count for both? Nope. I'm going to say my favorite musical guest is Kanye West. And Seth Meyers, what's your favorite question to ask? Do you have one that you keep going back to? I try not to ask the same questions too often, but that's not entirely true. I do like asking authors how and where they do their best writing. I think that's mostly because as someone who has had writer's block in my life, I'm always looking for someone who's going to unlock that problem for me. No shocker here. You know that Dennis Leary show, The Moody's, we've made fun of several times? Canceled. Like, officially canceled. The last episode aired last night. You missed it. Or did you miss it? You didn't really miss it. I mean, you missed it, but you didn't miss it. Sebastian Maniscalco must be jealous of George Lopez Tacos. Sebastian's got a new show on Discovery Plus. Well Done with Sebastian Maniscalco has the comedian joined by his family, including his wife and his mother, to explore food culture and etiquette in a 7-episode season that premieres August 12th. There will be appearances from comics including Russell Peters, Burt Kreischer, and Angela Johnson. Also journalist Rich Eisen, actor and comedian Fortune Feimster, and actors Gillian Jacobs and Oscar Nunez, you know, from Community and The Office, respectively. Maniscalco said, The series came out of my passion for cooking and comedy and my intense jealousy of George Lopez. I might have added that part. I thought, what better way to marry the two than a TV show centered around the culinary arts? I'll tell you what would be better. Why don't you open some taco stands? That would impress me. Filming was so exciting. I loved all the guests that we had, and I think we provide some really good information about food, as well as some fantastic comedic moments. But do you own a taco truck? Do you own a brewery? George Lopez says, bring it, Sebastian. A suit for Discovery Plus gave a quote, because the suits love quotes. This quote is, Sebastian's obsession with food, combined with his comedic genius, makes for the perfect Discovery Plus series. Time out. So you're sitting there at Discovery Plus and you're like, what would be the perfect Discovery Plus series? What if we combine someone's obsession with food and comedic genius? That would be perfect for us. The suit continues, the same qualities that make Sebastian's comedy so special, his curiosity, intelligence, and cutting observations, also make his exploration of food something that will truly whet the appetite of our streaming subscribers. I'm excited. Why doesn't George Lopez have a show? You know who has a show? Bill Engvall. He has signed on to star as the host of Blue Collar Auction. Blue Collar Auction will feature Bill Engvall as head auctioneer, engaging viewers in competition as various items are sold to the highest bidder. The series will auction off collector's items such as celebrity memorabilia and automobiles to virtual buyers. The show will also focus on the personal stories behind the items. Bill Engvall said, I love making people laugh. I'm a collector myself, so who knows? Maybe I'll even trick myself into buying something. This is going to air on Circle TV, which I've never heard of. Circle TV is a country-themed music and lifestyle network. It's found on broadcast digital sub-channels throughout the country. If you're in LA, check out channel 9.3. One of the suits said, this will be a must-see for fans of hit shows like American Pickers and Pawn Stars. We're all excited to put a blue-collar spin on this auction genre and know that Circle TV is the perfect home for the series. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Manscaped. You've heard me talk about it for a month now. Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. For example, say you're on a date with Catwoman. You guys are going to, you know, you're going to, you know, she's going to, you know, and you're going to, you know. You want to be clean, man. You know what I'm saying? Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. I'll tell you, I've been doing a lot of trimming. I'm into this. Join over 2 million men, including me, worldwide, who trust Manscaped with an exclusive offer I have for you. That offer, 20% off, free worldwide shipping. You need a code. The code? DCN. You go to manscaped.com and use code DCN. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. And by reduce, I mean zero. You definitely want zero grooming accidents, right? Thanks to advanced skin safe technology, you can feel confident shaving your boys like I do and the Batman does. I keep reminding you, if you're using the same trimmer on your face as down there, you're doing it wrong. You don't want pubes in your mouth. You don't want to mix the two. You've got face razor, and then you've got the Manscaped 4.0. Two different products. Make your me time the best time. Enhance your confidence with some nice smooth boys. Catwoman will likely appreciate it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DCN at manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping with the code DCN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Catwoman will thank you. I will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DCN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code DCN. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. And remember, if Catwoman hooks you up, you should hook up the Catwoman. From the Laugh Button, every year they announce new stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Same thing happens this year. Now, you may not know. First, there's a long nominating process. Then if you're accepted, you get to pay $50,000 for your star. Now, if you're one of the people who can, you know, have enough fame to have a star, no one's asking me to have a star, you probably have $50,000, but it's still not a free thing. You're paying for your star. Some comedians are getting stars for 2022. Here are those comedians. They are Kenan Thompson, Ricky Gervais, Bob Odenkirk, and Byron Allen. From the Times of Israel, your home for comedy news, the question, would Jewish comedian Sarah Silverman join The Squad. You know, The Squad, that is the outspoken group of progressive House representatives that includes Ilhan Omar and AOC? Sarah Silverman said, probably not. On Tuesday, Omar posted a photo of The Squad. The next day, Sarah Silverman commented, love this group. You give me hope. Wish there was a progressive Jewish in there someday. Omar said, you could run and join us. Paid for by Sarah Silverman 2022. Hey, if you got Hulu and you like Seinfeld, get moving. It's coming off Hulu on June 23rd, 2 days from now. I, on my rewatch, am 8 episodes from the finale. Not that I don't have all the DVDs, but, you know, I'd have to walk up like 2.5 flights of stairs, go to the closet, get the DVDs, find season, 9, put it in the DVD player. Where's the remote control? How come the remote's not working? How come you idiots didn't tell me the battery's dead? How come we don't have any AAAs? Now Dad's screaming in the kitchen about batteries and everybody's rolling their eyes and hates me and now we're all in a bad mood. Or I could have just streamed Seinfeld. So I've got 2 days to finish those last 8 episodes if I want to not upset the entire family. Later this year, Seinfeld will appear on Netflix, but this summer, not going to be anywhere. I mean, it's probably on reruns on your local channel if you're from 1985 and have a VCR, but it sounds like Netflix is holding Seinfeld until September. So if you want to see what happens in the finale, get cracking. When you're done here, I've got another podcast. It is my casual travel podcast where I talk about places I've been and what I like to do when I'm there. This week, I cover San Diego. The name of that podcast is Travel Is Back. Travel Is Back on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Travel Is Back this week, San Diego. Last week was Nashville. Episode 1 was Chicago. Please check that out. There's also a new episode of the Weekly Comedy Thing on the Live by Live app. If you like what I do here, you can support the show. Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. And if you're new to the show, please follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows, because I'm back tomorrow.